Tuesday, 3 May 16, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thanks for tuning into the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is sponsored by the Calvary Baptist Church located in New Bern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We're in 1 John chapter 4, hoping to move shortly into 1 Corinthians chapter 12, chapters 12 and 13. We're looking at this great topic, that God is love. Peter writing to the brethren by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit in the midst of his giving us instructions for suffering says there's something above all of this. And Father, bless us and help us to put first things first like thou dost do. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. 1 Peter 4, 8, and above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Or, and above all things, have fervent godly love among yourselves, for godly love shall cover the multitude of sins. Now, we're in 1 John chapter 4, one of the two chapters is given to the love of God. We'll start in verse 17 and work our way on down. Herein is our love made perfect or made mature, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Man, that is tremendous, is it not? I think, well, we're just going to go ahead and get through with this chapter today, and then I come across a gold mine like I have just read to you. Herein is our love made perfect. Herein is made mature. Now, what will it do for us? That we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Dear friend, I would hate to think that I would ever have to stand before God in my own righteousness because I don't have it. Or that I would have to stand before God in my own merits because I don't have those merits. Or that I would have to stand before God in anything that I can manufacture or that I can be or that I am or have been or ever shall be as far as this flesh is concerned. No, 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 dear friend. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. I'm thankful that I can come to the throne of God. And if the question be asked, what right have you here? We can say we're here because of the Lord Jesus Christ. God loved us so much, he sent his Son to die for us. And we trusted him as our Lord and Savior. Why? He says, now listen, because as he is, so are we in this world. Now, dear friend, I wouldn't begin to say that I can open this whole treasure chest up to you, but let me just share a few great treasures from this tremendous truth. As he is, so are we in this world. Number one, as he is the only begotten Son of God, and he has made us to become sons of God. As he is, so are we in this world. He is situated at the right hand of the Father. And the Bible makes it clear that we are complete in him. Dear friend, he's our sanctification. He's our redemption. He is our everything. I wouldn't try to stand before God in any merits whatsoever, as I said earlier on the broadcast today, but to realize this, because as he is, so are we in this world. Dear friend, I'm sure you realize if we're in Christ, we're heirs of God. We're joint heirs with our Lord Jesus Christ. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. If we could just wrap our little faith around this great truth today, because as he is, so are we in this world. By the grace of God, listen, by the grace of God and through the love of God, we are in Christ Jesus. We are in his hand. In the Epistle of John, chapter 10, not 1 John now, but in the Gospel account of John, let's go over there real quickly. If you have your Bible, turn there with me real quick, and we'll begin reading in verse 27. John chapter 10, beginning in verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Do you see the double hand You see the double hand security that we have here. We're in the hand of our Savior, who is in the hand of the Father. Let me read that to you just one more time. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. And by the way, eternal life is not only qualitative, it is quantitative as well, dear friend. It is good, and it's forever. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. What a blessing it is to have, as I would call it, God's double-handed security. Well, we're back now in 1 John and chapter 4. 1 John and chapter 4, because in verse, last part of verse 17, because as he is, so are we in this world. Now in verse 18, tremendous verse of scripture, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. Well, you say, preacher, what in the world does this mean? I have fears. Sure, we all have fears, do we not? But we do not have to have any fear of the judgment if we are in Christ Jesus. Oh, yes, one day we're going to stand at the bema seat of Christ if we're saved, and we're going to give an account for that which we had done, whether it be good or whether it be bad. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, our works are going to be categorized either as gold, silver, and precious stones, which will stand the fiery trial of judgment, or they'll be referenced as wood, hay, and stubble, which will be burned. But dear friend, we do not have to fear going to hell. We don't have to fear hearing those terrible words, "Depart from me, I never knew you, ye that work iniquity." If we have come at the invitation of the blessed Holy Spirit of God, come at the invitation of the Savior who said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And we have come on his terms. We have repented of our sin, and we have trusted him as our Lord and Savior. I am so glad that God has taken away the fear of that judgment. If you have listened to this program for a long time, you probably heard me use this illustration before. When I was just a lad, back during World War II, I was down on a creek bank fishing, and it was the valley. I lived in a valley. The very valley was very quiet. There was not much traffic. Gasoline was rationed. There just wasn't much going on except army convoys coming by now and then. And I heard some music. And what I thought they were singing was, "Jesus the Lord has come." Now, dear friend, I didn't know anything about eschatology, but there were some things I did know. I did believe there was a God. I did believe he's going to come one day, that there's going to be a judgment. I was all mixed up about what the judgment of God was all about. But here's what I'm trying to get at. When I heard that, I thought, Jesus Christ has come and I'm not ready. One thing I knew as a young lad, I was not saved. I knew that. And I'll tell you, fear gripped my heart. Now, some of you will laugh about this probably, and you'll think it just simply foolish. But I dropped down on my knees on that creek bank, and I was crying. I thought Jesus Christ had come, and I'm not ready to meet him. I won't be able to go to heaven. I'll go to hell. Now, later, I finally figured out, I think, where the music came from. There used to be people in those days who would come through the valley with a loudspeaker on their car, and they were playing Christian music. And the highway was some distance from where I was, but evidently I had picked up some of the words that were being amplified as the vehicle drove through the valley. But this I do remember. I was terrified. I would never, ever want to be like that again. I'm glad that some years later I heard a clear presentation of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and by the grace of God, I was able to trust him as my Savior. And dear friend, here's that presentation. The Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And dear friend, when you trust him as your Savior, God be praised, he takes away from you that fear of judgment and replaces it with love and peace and security. Trust him today if you have not already. And please join us next broadcast if you can.